Well, great win for our guys and great crowd. It was fun to have a packed house. Thanks for all K-State Nation for coming out and supporting us. I know that means the world to our guys, and to have the amount of people we had for our pregame walk when the buses pulled up to coming out of the tunnel for the start of the game, and they were electric throughout the whole game. And so hats off to our great fan base. I thought our guys played really well. I know there was going to be SEMO's a good team. They're going to win a lot of games. They play hard. We had a couple of hiccups early on, but we kind of got our traction and footing. Explosive plays on offense are something that we've really kind of emphasized and knew we could get with some of the playmakers that we have and with Will throwing the ball around. And I can't say enough about RJ Garcia. He keeps playing better and better and more confident. Jaden Jackson came up with a big time play. We rotated both running backs. And then on defense, only thing that we need to do better is get off blocks on the perimeter a little bit. They didn't rush for what, 6 yards or 20 yards or something. So when you hold a team to that few yards rushing and you shut them out, it's a pretty dang good game. And then finally for me, and then I'll turn it over to you guys, Chris Tennant. Really happy for him. He kicked off the ball exceptionally well, and then to get the opportunity to come in and have confidence in banging that 50-yarder.
Did this play out kind of as best as possible? I mean, you had a lot of players in.
Yeah, it did play out really well for us. We knew we were going to have to play a lot of guys. We were going to play a lot of younger players, redshirt freshmen and stuff. A lot of newer players, but then a ton of true freshmen, and that's something that we know we have to do. Our depth is our young players, and pleased with those guys. I think hit some home runs on the recruiting class because there's a lot of young kids that played for us, but they're going to have to play for us throughout the year somewhere along the line. So I was excited for those guys to get some reps.
And Will Howard's overall performance.
I thought it was really sharp, really good. He got hit on the one that got intercepted, not looking at all of it. He just was totally in command. The long play to RJ, he saw the pressure, he made the protection check, everything you wanted to do. They still were bringing people. He gave RJ time to get open, and laid a perfect ball to him. Him taking the shot to Jaden right off the bat, I thought was we were really trying to set up a kind of a corner route to Phil, but he saw Jaden get on top and he threw a strike. And I was so happy for Jaden to be able to capitalize on that opportunity. So I thought Will played exceptionally well.
What's the Keegan Johnson?
Just was not available today. He got nicked up in practice earlier this week. It's not severe, and we'll kind of be day by day with him.
What was your reaction when you heard Colin call a trick play and the first half of the game, that works?
It works all the time in practice, so it was kind of fun to see. And Trayshon throws the ball really well, and so when he called it, they had been over pursuing so much that I really thought it was going to work. And I've seen it a lot of times in practice, so I felt comfortable with the call, and it was the right time for the call. And so it was great call by CK.
As a defensive guy, when you look down and see 11 tackles for loss, what does that mean to you?
Just that we're penetrating and coming off the football well and getting off blocks and being really disruptive. Our defensive front and our linebackers, we rotate a lot of guys, and I thought they played well.
Can you tell us why we didn't see Marquise Siegel today?
I had him suspended for a game. Siegs is going to be our starting free safety next week. Excited for Siegs because he's a really good football player, and he'll get a chance to play next week.
Trayshon Ward part of the QB2 battle?
Yeah, we'll probably keep him doing what he's doing, but I thought it was good to see Trayshon, good to see DJ. DJ quietly had a buck and a quarter or something rushing, but I thought he ran physical like he always does, and so we need both of those guys playing at a really high level for us in our run game.
Your cornerbacks went up again against a good set of wide receivers.
Yeah.
How would you evaluate that?
I thought number one was a really good receiver for them. I was pleased with Jacob Parrish. I think he gave up one play, but he battled, came up with some big tackles. I think Jacob Parrish learned a lot last year from those two NFL guys and Julius Necko, and I think he's going to have a great season. Will Lee playing his first snaps for us, I thought did some really good things. Keenan Garber keeps getting better and better. So those three guys rotated a lot and played a lot, and I feel comfortable about our depth there.
Your offensive line, you had some movements across the board. They're moving Cooper over to a tackle and also Hadley over to left guard and rotating a lot. How did you feel like that they did with the rotations?
Well, you know, being down Duff creates some of that problem that we have to move people around. We're so lucky that Beebs can play a lot of spots, so that, you know, Carver did some really good things, but we got to give him a little bit of a rest. So we moved Beebs over, that Hadley can play both spots. To have Taylor Poirier back is huge for us, for Liney to play, for Heck to play. KT, you know, played really well at left tackle. I think we played seven in the first half. And I know you wanted to get Hecht in there, but Gilly was doing some good things. But then Sam played it up quite a bit in the second half. You know, we want to be able to play those eight guys, and when Duff gets back, we'll probably play a ninth or a tenth.
Coach, a lot of people talked about the quarterback two situation between Jake and Avery. You get Jake the nod, or sorry, you get Avery the nod there. What do you think of this?
Yeah, it took you guys long enough to ask about that. I thought that would have been right out of the gate. But CK and I talked about it on Friday, some different scenarios that would play out. And if the situation played out, we wanted to give Avery some solid series where we could evaluate him, give him an opportunity to run the offense where it wasn't just a drive, where it was going to be a handful of drives. He was under control. He was in command. He's really, really fast, and I think you guys can tell that. He's got great, great speed. I thought he put the ball in a couple of really good spots today. You know, to Jace Brown, true freshman, to Trey Spivey, true freshman. So I thought he did some really good things. We'll kind of evaluate and see, you know, how he did. CK will. But I was so happy with Avery, so pleased for him to be able to get in the end zone in his first game. And there's no doubt you could hear the ovation when he came in.
You guys talk about consistently and constantly evaluating in practice, but when you're able to get everybody in a game situation like this, does that hold maybe a little more weight than in practice?
Absolutely. There's nothing better than game reps, because there's 52,000 people here, and there's, you know, the lights are the brightest, and you know, everybody's eyes are on you. We've got, which is fun. I think Kenny told me we played 77 players. It's awesome for us to be able to tomorrow spend the whole day basically really looking at those reps to see, are we getting the right guys the enough reps, or do we need to move some people around special teams wise with all the reps we have. But those kids have worked so hard in fall camp, they deserve to play.
Obviously, had a lot of guys out there defensively, so a lot of tackles were spread around. We do have Austin Moore and Kobe Savage kind of at the top of the list. I know Austin's got a potential to just expand on what he did last year, but how great was it to see Kobe out there doing him and being him?
Yeah, those two played really well. Austin, I think, is one of the best linebackers in the country. And he and Kobe on the same sides are always kind of on our weak side of the formation. Those two work so well together, but it's so fun to see, you know, I lit up when I see Kobe Savage running around out there. That kid loves to play this game, and he made some big hits, and Austin had a number of tackles for loss and stuff, and always going to be a great player for us.
And Coach, this is back-to-back years now with a shutout against a really good FCS program to start the season, in a day and age where FCS teams are winning more and more against FBS competition. Is that something that you kind of get more attention from your guys coming from an FCS program originally?
You know, they know my background. They know Rowles. They know Klandeman's background. There's good football players there. You know, Josh Hayes got drafted, and he played there. And Siegel's with us now, and we have some of those guys. But we were not going to take this team lightly. They're a good team. They're a playoff team. And I told Coach Tukey, he's got a good football team. They play hard. They got good players.
And the heat was crazy in warm-ups and in the early stages of this game. Was there anything that you and the staff did to kind of manage that early on?
You know, I didn't think it was that hot out there. I really didn't. A couple things, and Coach True and I talked, there's never a bad day to play football weather-wise when you get an opportunity to play. We've had so many more hot practices and humidity and stuff that we did a little bit differently in warm-ups of just trying to keep them a little bit in the shade. But it's a far cry from what it was in middle August when we were practicing outside.
The blitz pickups today from DJ, is that something you've been seeing from him?
He's really good at it, and he keeps getting better, and he wants to be, he doesn't want to be a running back. He wants to be an every down back, and that's what I was excited about. He stoned some people on some pass rushes and runs the ball really well. We're just, DJ's going to keep getting better and better. He just needs those game reps too.
You had a really good defense performance today. Was it fair to call it one of the bright spots, the interior of your defense?
Yeah, Uso got a chance to play. We didn't know if he would be able to play. And so, you know, we were able to rotate he, Banks, and Damian. And it's great to keep all three of those guys fresh because all three of those guys are playmakers.